relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Where do you stand on the establishment GOP? I think it's one of the biggest problems we face in America today. And that's why I'm so excited that in our third hour, we will be talking to Jenna Ellis, former attorney to the President of the United States, who has said that she is no longer a Republican. Why? Because of the lies of the Republican Party, their utter ineptitude. Is it ineptitude or is it a conscious decision not to have taken the requisite actions last year to prevent the massive voter fraud that we see finally being uncovered across the nation? And because since November, they have lied through their teeth, including the chairperson of the RNC, Rona Romney McDaniel. And one of Jenna's colleagues, colleague of mine and a friend on the Election Integrity Alliance, former commissioner for the New York Police, Bernie Carrick, well, he's being very outspoken about the chairperson and the state of the GOP and the last election. And if you missed it, here he is, Video Cut 7, Commissioner Carrick.
What do you think about that, Bernie? Do you think that's accurate, that they fought very hard for President Trump?
She's a liar. She's a liar.
Okay.
That's what I think about it. I saw the email. I saw the email when it came over Jenna Ellis's phone. I saw it. I read it before we handed it to the mayor. I got to see it. Don't tell me it didn't happen. I saw it. I was there when the mayor got him on the phone. The mayor called him. He did not answer. He called the mayor back, and when he did, the mayor told him he should resign or he would be fired. The mayor then talked to Rona McDaniels. He told her what happened. We sent her the email. She said he would be fired by morning. And then he basically disappeared for a few months, only to be seen again online as the chief counsel or general counsel for the RNC. They should both be fired. She's lying. She's lying to the president now. She's lying to the country now. But more importantly, John, they were completely backstabbing the president. They were completely backstabbing the president. They weren't doing a damn thing to get to the bottom of the election results. And I think it's outrageous.
God bless Bernie Carrick. He's talking about Jason Rimer, who after the election, as Mayor Giuliani, as Jenna Ellis, as our good friends Joe DiGenova, Victoria Tansing, were fighting to get to the bottom of what had happened in those four battleground states where the voting mysteriously stopped when the president was ahead, and once it restarted, that advantage was magically reversed. And that RNC lawyer, in an email to Rona McDaniel, said that Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis are undermining the GOP by trying to get to the truth. And worse than that, You can see them because Jen has posted them, and this is why she's left the GOP yesterday. He said, it's better when, quote, our guy loses because we make more money, we get more donations. When those emails were shown to Mayor Giuliani, he immediately contacted the RNC and was told by the chairperson, Rona Romney McDaniel, that Jason Riemer, who said those things as lawyer to the RNC, would be instantly fired. She lied. He just disappeared for a few months, and now he's back as chief counsel to the Republican Party. And now, Rona McDaniel is denying she ever did that, that she ever promised that. Well, tough luck, Rona Romney McDaniel, because we have the emails. Jenna's posted them. I always had a bad feeling about that woman. But to actually have the evidence of this moral turpitude publicly, to lie to the American people, to acquiesce, to assist in the subversion, not only of American election integrity, but in the future, the second administration of Donald John Trump as president. Is there a more grievous sin that you could politically commit as chairman of the party whose president shares the same R after his name? She continues to deny it, and that is why she has to go. I'm come to the conclusion that while the left is the left, and we understand it, if you know your history, you understand what the Green New Deal is. You understand it's socialism with a green cloak. You understand that Biden is just as racist as he was when he tried to block Clarence Thomas, a black man, becoming an associate justice in the Supreme Court as he is today. He's still the same man. He's a bigot. When you see a party that is, on the one hand, promoting critical race theory, when it's, on the other hand, denying it even exists, it's doing so. Why? Because it is the party of racists. There was no Southern strategy. That is gaslighting. There wasn't some magical flip. Political parties don't flip, okay? Doesn't happen. Not in America, not anywhere. The Democrat Party was and is the home of institutionalized bigotry and racism. Always has been. The Ku Klux Klan wasn't created by Republicans, wasn't created by people who love America in a patriotic sense of that word. No! It's created by Democrats who looked down on their fellow man and saw people who were black-skinned as chattel, as property. Abraham Lincoln, I mean, just the insanity, the bare face cheek of it when you see Democrats in the mainstream media trying to compare in the same sentence Barack Obama to Abraham Lincoln. Do you understand what party Abraham Lincoln was from? Do you understand he was the first Republican president? The great emancipator wasn't a Democrat. He was a Republican. So we understand when Biden says, I don't want my kids growing up in a racial jungle, or you ain't black if you're not voting for me. We understand that's Democrat DNA. That's their gene pool. It's no surprise the imminent threat they pose to all our freedoms and have done since the beginning. But right now, in order to get ourselves back to where we should be, That righteous position is the greatest nation on God's earth, founded by Christians on Christian values. It's the husk of the Republican Party that is the greatest obstacle. Fake conservatives, liars like Rona McDaniel, rhinos like her uncle Mitt Romney. Those individuals who, it's just money and power and fame and fancy cocktail parties with the quote-unquote elite. That's all they care about. The GOP has raised $200 million since the election to root out the fraud. Where did that money go? Because I know Rudy Giuliani didn't get it. I know Jenna Ellis didn't get it. Who spent it, Rona? Where is it? As Rudy's being attacked and having his law license suspended, where is it? Did it buy you a new home? A little dacha somewhere? It's time to fix the GOP, root and branch. But guess what? More than 50% of the GOP local positions are unfilled. So you want change like I do? Step up to the plate. Change the party yourself. And then we'll be good. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and you're listening to the Salem Radio Network. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works, pain relief that's real. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. What an incredible story. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. That's Dr. G's guarantee. Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. Do it today.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
It's incredible. I'm watching the TV screens following the news. What is it? Texas state legislature meets for what? 30 days in a year? Like 20 odd days in a year? It's great. They have to go back to their real lives. So for that less than a month, they earn $7,000. Okay? So if you're a state legislator, you earn $7,000. So my question is, who paid for the private jet? Because you didn't pay for it out of $7,000, I'm telling you that. We got to get to the bottom of that story. In the meantime, push back, be part of the solution, especially now that the Biden administration is attacking small businesses across the country with the fake infrastructure plan that's actually a tax hike, the $15 minimum wage, and all the other things that target small and medium-sized businesses. How do you do that? Join forces with the job created Creators Network, the good guys who represent small businesses that employ more than 60 million people across the country. They're looking for a few good men and women to join their small business advocacy and advisors program that'll help you get your articles placed and to get your face on local TV advocating for small and medium-sized businesses. Join them. They'll train you up, and you can become part of the solution. Go to joinjcn.com today. That's joinjcn.com today. He's back! It's been too long. He calls himself a gonzo journalist. I can't say that because I just think of the Muppets when somebody says that. I call him a gorilla filmmaker, and he's got a doozy of a new film. He's Armie Horowitz. Armie, welcome back to America First.
It's a pleasure, you handsome devil.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. You just told me in the break that the last time you were here, I think it was in studio, you were actually in the midst of working on your latest guerrilla movie, and now it's finished. It's out there. You can watch it on his YouTube channel, Army. What's it called and what's it about?
It's called Inside Black Lives Matter, and it's self-explanatory. I spent basically most of an entire year in 2020 filming this short documentary, and it was me going to every major riot across the country. I probably went to 12 or 13 riots. I went to maybe 15 or 20 major protests, and we interviewed one of the founders of Black Lives Matter, Malina Abdullah, in Los Angeles, one of the original organizers of the organization. So we really get into the heart of what BLM is. You know, the thing about my videos in general is that it's one thing for us to say what somebody or some organization or some theology is. It's different when they tell you.
Yes.
And everything we've been saying, people say, you're speaking hyperbole. They're not Marxist. They don't hate America. I say, really? They tell me all of these things. So that's why I think the video is so important, is because you hear it in their own words. It cannot be disputed.
Right. Now, this is why what you do is so essential, because nobody in the mainstream media is going to do this, but you're going to do it. You're going into the belly of the beast with your camera, and you're going to get it from the horse's mouth. Let's listen to one of them. You went to CHOP. You went and talked to the Autonomous District and to one of the BLM leaders there called Jaden Grayson, just to find out what they want. Cut 12. Play cut.
Jaden Grayson was the Seattle organizer of CHOP, one of the largest BLM protests in the country.
That the criminal justice system, the courts, all of that need to be taken away?
Absolutely. Without question.
Should we abolish the prison system?
Yes, we should get rid of it as we know it today.
Get rid of it?
Yes.
She doesn't seem confused, that Army. There's no kind of nervousness. When you ask her a very simple question, get rid of the prisons, get rid of the courts, she says, yes.
She's actually annoyed that I asked her this. I asked her again, I should get rid of it. She looked at me like, yes, did you hear what I said the first time? I said, no, I heard you. I heard you. By the way, this is not some radical BLM person who's off the reservation. This is mainstream thinking within the BLM leadership, within the organization. Again, people don't understand the radicalism of the organization. You know, and CHOP's a great example. Every single time I went to one of these places, I was either shadowed by a Black Lives Matter person, or I was attacked.
This is what I wanted to ask you. This is the very next question I wanted to ask you, because we think of what's happened to Andy, though, the assaults, the lack of any kind of action and protection from the police. How do you do this, Army? You're going into these very dangerous places. How do you do that?
Cocktails. That's the answer. The only way to do it. It doesn't make sense. Why would anybody want to do that? No, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, look. You know,
and how do they look at you? I mean, how do you even get to take the interviews, to do the interviews?
Well, without revealing too much, I obviously don't approach them as Ami Horowitz,
right?
Jew extraordinaire.
Handsome devil.
That's right. I have a nom de guerre, and I've created a universe around this nom de guerre, which keeps me safe, anonymous. But once in a while,
do you go in there as fake news? Do you say that you're fake news?
Exactly. They love that. They love the fake news. But once in a while, you listen, I went to Portland, I got recognized, and they started attacking me and throwing shards of glass at me. I mean, there's nothing more depressing, Seb, nothing more depressing than going and to these riots and watching American cities burn. But, you mentioned the mainstream media, and I think this is a very important point. I can't tell you how many times I would see and watch CNN, MSNBC, ABC, and their cameras were down when the looting and the rioting was happening in front of us. And then when the cops responded, their cameras would go up. I watched their real
time. Hang on. They are physically deciding to pre-edit reality?
Absolutely. In fact, one moment stands out more than the rest. There's a lot of moments. But I was interviewing a woman, and she's telling me, I want to kill cops. I want to kill white people. And she was going on in this vicious rant. And standing next to me was a member of the media listening to this entire conversation. I was thinking to myself, wow, I'm setting him up for something that he would not have realized or gotten to on his own. And when I stepped away and then he began to interview her, he didn't follow up on a single thing she said. He started asking her questions about how does it feel with the verdict? What's going on in your mind? It was astonishing. I could not believe how he ignored the radicalism, the viciousness that was coming out of her mouth. It was really, truly incredible.
Have you ever challenged, have you ever asked the fake news when they're doing that, what they're doing?
Sure. They just poo-poo me and say, it's not true. It's not what we're doing. It's not, we're trying to show the reality. We're not putting a spin on anything. No, of course, they make it up. But I think, the takeaway, and there's a lot of takeaways, but one of them in particular is the thing about Black Lives Matter and the organization, they're not hiding the ball.
No.
I didn't have to trick them in order for them to spew their radicalism. I have to ask the right questions. So when I ask them, are you Marxist? Are you against the free market? Is the free market racist? They've never been asked that question. So she looks at me and said, of course it is. Of course we're against the free market system. Of course we're Marxist. This wasn't something that I had to pull from her. She's never been, Melina Abdullah, the one of the founders of the organization, has never been asked these questions. When I ask them, do you hate America? And their answer is yes. We hate everything about America. I'm not talking about one or two people. I'm talking about the majority of people I met at these places.
You're doing an incredible service. We're going to continue to discuss Inside Black Lives Matter, the latest documentary from Army Horowitz, here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka. Then we'll get to your calls, Peppy, Kathy, Janet. Don't go anywhere.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
He stood there in the Rose Garden with the president, called for America to get back to the Bible, to faith and to prayer, and they attacked him mercilessly. He's a very good friend of this show. His name is Mike Lindell. Please support a man the left wishes to destroy. Go to MyPillow.com. And get up to 66% off if you use my name, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, and another 100 products. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, but you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with guerrilla filmmaker extraordinaire, Army Horowitz, whose last video was a kind of record breaker. Why? Because of clips like this.
Do you have ID normally? You carry ID around?
Yes, I have state ID.
Do you carry ID?
Yes, I do.
Do you know anybody who, any black person who doesn't carry ID?
No. Everyone that I know has ID. Why would they think we don't have ID?
That's a lie. Why would they say that?
Do you have ID?
Yes.
Because I have my ID and my friends have their ID, so like we know what we need to carry around.
Everybody that I know have ID. Like, that's one of the things you need to walk around with New York with, ID.
Do you know any black adult who does not have ID?
No, I don't.
Is it a weird thing to even say that?
Yes, it is.
What is this, some type of trick candy camera?
Right? That's the only thing I brought with me.
Those are legit IDs. I heard a lot also that black people can't figure out how to get to the DMV.
Really?
What does that say to you?
I know it's that, 125th Street.
Do you know where the ID, the DMV is around you?
It's on 125th Street and 3rd Avenue, I believe.
You know how to get there?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem getting there if you have to get there?
No.
I know these sound like silly questions. You know how to get the DMV?
Of course.
You know where it is?
Yes.
You can get there?
Uh-huh.
No problem.
No problem.
Just checking.
Okay.
How many views does that incredible video have, Army?
Well over 30 million views.
Have you ever shown it to a Democrat? Like one of the ones like Kamala Harris who says, but they don't know how to use photocopiers.
Yes, of course.
And
get the same. Okay, so they're taken aback, right, at first, and then they counter with, well, you were asking people in New York City, so yeah, of course. And I'm like, do you really think a black person in North Carolina or Alabama doesn't have ID? Do you really, really think that? These people are dripping with condescension. They're so condescending to the people they're supposed to be looking after, right? Ostensibly, that's what their role is, to look after minorities and people who can't look after themselves, which in and of itself is condescending.
Yeah.
But it's not condescension. Racism, to be honest.
It's not condescension and it's not condensation. Condescension. It's racism, Army.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's get to your new movie. Everybody needs to see it. The truth about BLM inside Black Lives Matter. This is another clip, and it's about the folding. Cut 13.
The only part of capitalism that BLM does in fact love is guilt capitalism.
The American dream. It wasn't made for everybody. It forgot about one very important detail. Black America.
That's where corporations and individuals donate massive amounts of money to the organization, even though Black Lives Matter demonizes them and exists to put them out of business. According to The Economist, between May 2020 and December 2020, donations to Black Lives Matter related causes netted over $10 billion. A significant portion of that money is unaccounted for, and no one in the mainstream media is asking where that money went. I reached out to over a dozen corporations who have donated to Black Lives Matter, and not a single one would make someone available for us to speak to.
Wow. Billions of dollars. We've got less than 60 seconds left. Everybody needs to watch the movie. Army Horowitz on Twitter, armyhorowitz.com, YouTube channel as well. Tell us the one thing that surprised you the most in your year working on this project.
I would say the most surprising part of this was the fact that the protesters, right, not the rioters, but the people who are simply saying they support Black Lives Matter as an organization, or as a movement, actually, that when I asked them, I asked hundreds of people this question, hundreds, and I got the same answer, except for two out of hundreds. They all said, no, we understand why they're rioting. We support the rioting. We justify the rioting. They wouldn't condemn the looting and the rioting and the destruction of minority-owned businesses around the country. That was the most shocking and, frankly, the most depressing.
That's incredible, because it doesn't matter if you're not the one looting. If you support it, then you're making it possible. I just want to see more than 17 minutes. I want to see the rest of the footage, but I'm going to watch that 17 minutes tonight, and you should too. Follow him, Army Horowitz, true journalist extraordinaire. Next time, let's have you in studio. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studio.
America First. Magnificent.
Thank you. Record-breaking inflation, potential hyperinflation, cyber hacks. What's next? Could it be a food shortage? Very, very possibly. Are you ready? I am. How did I do that? I went with the biggest, the best supplier of long-term storage food supplies, my Patriot Supply. They've been in the business since Katrina. They've got 41,000 four- and five-star ratings. I trust my capacity to feed my family on my Patriot Supply. And right now, you'll save $50 off their four-week kit. Food that stays fresh for 25 years. Don't be caught in a position where you can't feed your family. It's super easy. Go to preparewithgorka.com. That's preparewithgorka.com. Have a plan. Be prepared. Preparewithgorka.com. Okay, waiting super, super patiently. Ladies first, Kathy in California, line two.
Hello, how are you?
Good, and thank you for being so very patient, Kathy.
Well, I really appreciate your show. You keep me grounded. It's crazy in California. And I would say, you know, the company I work for has gotten so much free work out of me because of you. because the only way I can listen to you is streaming on the radio, and you go on an hour after I get off work, and sometimes I just stay at work so I can hear you.
Oh, my gosh. Do they know you're listening to me, or do you have, like, headphones? How do you do it, Kathy? I'm curious.
I work in an area all by myself, so there's no one around me.
Nice. Are you spreading the word to people you can trust?
I do when I can, because I have a second job where I work with the public, and during that second job, I can talk to people. And you know what's really sad is I have people come up to me, and when they talk about their conservative values, a lot of times they whisper. Like during the election last time, I had a gay couple who come into where I work often, and they whispered to me that they voted for Trump. And I'm thinking, that is so sad that I live in a society where you have to hide how you feel because
it's
you're afraid
wrong.
Of being, you know.
It's just wrong. It is. God bless you for doing what you do. What brought you to our sunny shores today, Kathy?
Well, in your earlier segment, you had a gentleman that stated that the RNC had stabbed Trump in the back.
Yes.
For the way they've handled this whole election. They didn't just stab Trump in the back. They stabbed me in the back and every other voter and every other person who sent the RNC money. I have sent them money, and I used to get from them in the mail quite often surveys and requests for money. And the last few surveys I've gotten from them, when I fill it out, where it's the questionnaire will say something to the effect of, do you still support the Republican National Committee's stance on whatever it was? And it was something that Donald Trump had actually accomplished. So I would cross out the Republican National Committee and I would write Trump in over it. And they quit sending me stuff.
Good for you. I think we're getting to the point where we don't give the RNC a penny until they are reformed and we just fund individual candidates we trust and the president's own campaign. God bless you, Kathy, for holding the line. Stay on the line, and I want Kathy to choose whichever one of my books she wants, and we'll send her a signed copy because she's in the belly of the beast and she's holding the line. We love it! Just as much as Pepe, who's keeping America safe. Pepe from El Paso, welcome back.
Buenas tardes, Dr. Gorka. How
Buenas
are you?
Buenas tardes. I am great, and I'm happy to be back in studio. What made you pick up the phone today, Pepe?
Well, two things, Dr. Gorka. First of all, I just wanted to tell you that the group that we kind of formed here in El Paso is really looking forward to getting the books, and I would be remiss if I didn't send you their regards.
Yeah, what did we promise you? Remind me.
Six of your books.
Did we send the six of the books? Let me look. Is Eric nodding in the back? I can see you. Eric, do you know about the six books?
They're on the way.
Okay, good. We will make sure that they are. Stay on the line just in case we need to back up that address because we need to support that group of patriots that you've created. What's your second point, Pepe?
Well, Doctor, the thing that made me call was in listening to this talk about developing legislation for climate change, brown and black people, and
then
all of a sudden talking about the RNC, Kathy was so right, stabbing us in the back. And then now, Mr. Horowitz, my God, what a great job that man does. And big set of, But, the thing is, the time for benefit of the doubt is done.
Yes.
It's time to, when you get jumped by a rabid dog, you punch him in the snot. And I think it's time that we start. Now, Republicans who are wolves in sheep clothing, and the Democrats who are just in our face now, it's time, gloves off.
Look. The trouble is the following. You can punch the rabid dog in the snout, but then you have to take a role. So it's not enough to, diss the GOP or to stop funding them. Pepe, the missing part of the puzzle is that everybody who's had enough, you're right. There's a point at which you just have to act. Then they have to become politically active. It's not just not sending a check to the RNC. It's becoming a local volunteer. It's taking over the party. That's what we all have to do, Pepe.
You are absolutely correct, and that's part of what we're trying to do here. taking, you know, your advice a few months ago. We're getting people involved locally. Because of my work, I really can't do any of that stuff, but we're maneuvering into positions where we can make a difference. And then so that when we actually punch the dog in the snout, we actually have some bite to it. So if the dog wants to bite back, then you got two or three others that'll punch in the snout too.
Absolutely. God bless you. We need cells like that of politically active individuals prepared to take the GOP back across the nation. Stay on the line. We'll make sure those books are on the way. I want to double check we've got your address. Stay on the line, Pepe. Don't go anywhere. Take that example. Kathy spreading the word. Pepe organizing Americans. And we can do it together. You can be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Because if you're not doing anything, and if you're only complaining, sad to say, my friends, you're part of the problem. But we, here on America First, have the solution. Get engaged. Now is the time to save yourself some big money each month, and it's so easy to do. You've just got to refinance your mortgage and do it now before rates get any higher. I mean it, the rates we're seeing now really can make a significant difference on your budget, making today the time to call American Financing, America's home for home loans. Take advantage of a free mortgage review and see if you can save hundreds, maybe $1,000 a month. There's no obligation, no upfront or hidden charges. Just a simple conversation around ways you can save. So, what are you waiting for? Call 855-581-5828. That's 855-581-5828. Or just visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, MLS 182334, and MLSConsumerAccess.org. Visit them today. Get your free review, AmericanFinancing.net, and save, save, save.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
It's incredible. You know, I railed against Alejandro Mayorkas at the top of the show. Yeah, I just read this on Twitter, thanks to Charlie Kirk. Not only is he a Cuban immigrant, he arrived here as a refugee in the arms of his family on a boat, aged one. What an utter disgrace. Not just to everything we hold sacred. What a disgrace he is to his family, to his heritage. Telling Cubans, don't you dare come here. Don't you come to America. Stay in communist Cuba. Unlike me, I got to come here. But what do you expect? This is the man whose boss, the man who bears the title of president today, is a senile old man who is even laughed at by his own audience. This was Joe Biden yesterday talking about the GOP. I think it was in Philly. Cut three. Play cut.
Partisan poll watchers, to intimidate voters and imperil and impartial poll workers. They want voters to dive further and be able to be in a position where they wonder who's watching them and intimidating them, to wait longer to vote, to drive a hell of a lot long, excuse me, a long way to get to vote. They want to make it so hard and inconvenient that they hope people don't vote at all. That's what this is about.
It's incredible. You can see from the eyelines, if you're a seasoned watcher of speeches like that, he is actually using a teleprompter. He flips between the two screens with his eyeline. He can't even read a teleprompter. That's Alejandro Mayorkas' boss. The man we are supposed to believe not only got 80 million votes, but got more votes than the first black president of America. an individual who cannot read. He's not stammering there. This isn't some childhood issue. This is the two brain aneurysms and two brain surgeries he's had. This is a man who is not mentally competent. But nobody made him run for the presidency. I love it how people talk about how nice Jill is. Really? Who do you think made this senile old man run after 47 years in politics? No mercy, no pity for any of them. Especially that utter disgrace. That reprehensible excuse for a man, Alejandro Mayorkas. No Cuban, stay in communist Cuba, because I'm fine here. This is America First.